Next, we're going to talk about indirect alpha antagonists. So the one that we really need to know is clonidine. And the way clonidine works is by going into the central nervous system and activating alpha 2 receptors. Now, what do we say alpha 2 receptors did? They tell the neuron releasing norepinephrine to stop. So when we activate alpha 2, we're actually suppressing the adrenergic system. All right, so when we activate alpha 2, we suppress norepinephrine release, and we use this for hypertension, and we also use it for pain relief in cancer, but it's epidural use only, so you actually have to inject it into the spine. The major use that you're going to see clonidine for is high blood pressure. The reason for that is because it works like crazy. You give it to a person, their blood pressure comes down. What's the problem? The problem is it's kind of short acting, and the moment it wears off, guess what happens to their blood pressure? Straight back up. So it's kind of a short-term solution for most people, but emergency rooms love the stuff because a person comes in with a blood pressure of 180 or 200, give them some clonidine, blood pressure goes down, we cured them, send them out the door, follow up with your primary care doctor, see you later. Bye-bye. So you will see a lot of this if you work in an ER. You'll also see it in some other situations, but they really, really love it in the ER. Adverse effects, drowsiness, dry mouth, and rebound hypertension, and bradycardia. You can take it orally or transdermally. What's transdermal again, just to refresh my memory? So you put it on the skin, but it absorbs into the bloodstream. All right, there's a couple more drugs. Reserpine, all I really want you to know is that it's an indirect antagonist. Methyldopa, methyldopate, same thing. And we're done with those drugs. Whew. All right. I can't believe it. We're a little bit ahead of schedule. So let's go back and talk about neuro a little more because it's a fun, dry subject, right? All right. Now, what are the two big divisions of the nervous system? Say again? All right, so we have the CNS and we have the PNS. Not the penis, the PNS. So what is the central nervous system? What makes it up? Brain and spinal cord. Now, what makes up the peripheral nervous system? Spinal nerves and cranial nerves. What's the only cranial nerve that leaves the head area? The vagus. Now, the vagus belongs to which side of the peripheral nervous system? Dr. Heyman, you're getting ahead of yourself. We haven't talked about the two sides yet. All right, so what are the two sides? All right, so we have the sympathetic and we have the parasympathetic. Now, which side does the vagus nerve belong to? 50-50 chance. Live dangerously. Sympathetic? Wrong answer. Parasympathetic. And you can remember that because the vagus nerve slows down the heart. Repeat after me. The vagus nerve slows down the heart. Have you ever heard of a vasovagal response? Yes, that's how Elvis died. Vasovagal response. His vagus nerve was stimulated and it stopped his heart. Now, the vagus nerve will slow down the heart. What will it do to your intestines? It'll speed them up because it's parasympathetic. Remember, parasympathetic increases digestion. So, slows down the heart, speeds up the gut. Repeat after me. Slows down the heart, speeds up the gut. Slows down the heart, speeds up the gut. What does it do to urine? To the bladder. Makes you pee. Slows down the heart, speeds up the gut, Makes you pee. All right. So it makes you relax. Chill out. Slow down. Take a load off. Hey, as long as you're here, why don't you have some food? Yeah, go to the bathroom too. Okay. So it's what we call homeostatic functions. Now, the sympathetic system, let's talk about that for a moment because it's a little bit simpler. What's its major job? Okay, speed up, fight or flight. Now, when we talk about fight or flight, what are we talking about? Say again? Okay, eyes dilate. Why? Here's my person. All right. So, eyes get big so you can see the threat. What else? Oh, what? Okay. Let's hang on out for a moment on eyes. What is the receptor that causes the eye thing to happen? Yeah, it is mydriasis, but what's the receptor? There's only two Greek letters to choose from. Alpha. Okay, so alpha 1 causes the eye thing. What else does alpha 1 cause? Oh, blood vessels. Yes, blood vessels where? All right, in the arteries and in the gut. All right, so arteries in the gut. Now, what does it do to them? Nope. Vasoconstrict, and that's why a person turns what color? White in the case of lighter-skinned people, gray in the case of darker-skinned people, because all the blood has just been drained out of their skin. In addition to that, your body says, you don't need to be digesting that meal anymore because you could die. So it takes the blood away from the intestines as well. Now, where's the last place that we have?
Bladder.
In the bladder. So we also have alpha 1 in the bladder, and it says, you know what? You don't need to be peeing right now. You need to be running. So when we get fight or flight, the alpha receptors, three things. Eyes wide open. Vasoconstriction, get the blood away from the skin and away from the gut so we can give it to somewhere more useful for fighting. And the third one is stop peeing, your life is in danger.